Okay, Tom, can you announce the meeting and I'll do the roll
Yes.
call quickly?
Good evening. I'm Tom Chase, WPFW Treasurer and Chair of the WPFW Finance Committee. This is the Monday, October 6th meeting of the Finance Committee. It's 7:08 p.m. I'll go ahead
Okay,
and take the
and
roll.
a quick roll call. And please update me if you know of any people who have joined or left that I might not know about. Okay. Irene Adams, not here. Wanda Nawi, not here. Kamau Harris, he's already informed us he can't make it. Julie Hewitt.
Is here.
Julie, I know you're here.
I am here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then Tony Leon, he also informed us he can't make it. And I think I saw Minerva Sanders come in.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening,
Great.
Tom.
Okay. And obviously Tom Chase is here, our chair. Non-voting members, myself, Eileen Rosen, Sabu Hakim is here. Lou Wolf is not here. I see that, and Miyuki, our interim general manager, is here.
Present.
And a couple of other people. So that's it.
Great. I sent out the report, and just the very high summary is we ended the year beating our budget for net revenue, coming in just over $100,000 net revenue. Budget was $77,000 net revenue. So we're caught up on our bills. We've got some exciting things rolling out, and prospects look good for the station overall. Any questions on that report?
In some ways, the attack of the sense and knowledge of the attack.
Great. Like I said, I would just say the Finance Committee met right after we met last time, recommended, they approved our budget and recommended it to the PNB. They didn't meet in between since then, and they'll meet tomorrow night. So there's nothing new to report from that front. And that's all that I have. Miyuki, you have your hand up.
Yeah, they accepted our budget though, right? At the
They
last.
did at the Finance Committee. I'm not sure about PMB. That
Oh,
would
okay.
be the final step.
Okay.
But it was recommended out of the Finance Committee. And I shared the budget with the committee last time. Yes, Minerva.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who sent out their condolences to me in the passing of my father. And say, Tom, this committee is doing a great job. I'm very excited to see what's happening. And when did you say that you would start working on the next budget? Or did you say?
Well, we submitted the budget, and I presented it to this committee last meeting in September, and it was
Okay.
presented to the Finance Committee the next night in September, like the
Okay.
7th. And so it's recommended to the PNB, and I'm not sure when they'll take action. If they'll do them one at a time or if they wait for all of the budgets, I'm not sure. But we're moving forward. We met, Miyuki and I, before we submitted it to Finance Committee. We met with Stephanie and went over it, and there was agreement. So we're executing on that budget currently.
Okay. And do you see any, as we look into the future, what would you, just based on what you've done here, what do you think, the future budgets or estimates should look like in terms of the station. And this is just a guesstimate, not holding you to anything, but I do feel that, like anything else, we look to grow, not regress. So, you know, any ideas as to where you see the station should be heading?
Yeah. So, I mean, we put together, Miyuki and Stephanie and I, a budget that grows. Overall, it grows by 10%, 3% growth in listener donor support. And then the rest of that growth, we have 35,000 in new revenue from grants and 50,000 in new revenue in underwriting. And then that increased revenue, almost all of it, we've identified towards investments in the transmitter infrastructure. About 30,000 I don't have the actual numbers in front of me, but roughly 30,000 of contingency for emergency repairs like we had this year, and then a roughly 100,000 for backup power / transmitter investment. And we're still studying what that final solution will look like and cost. But that's, you know, that's what we're projecting for the budget. There's other needs. I mean, we didn't look at what would be the ideal staffing level, funding level. You know, we sort of did it more incrementally. The staffing funding levels is increasing by just 2.5% over the current year, or the just ended year, 2025. So not, you know, any growth in staff above historic amounts. Although, you know, I think we could argue if we looked at it that there would be some value in that. So yeah, that's, we haven't looked at it comprehensively. What should it take? We've really just, we're looking at growth and incremental, and what do we think we can do in the current year?
All right. Thank you so much for that information.
You bet. I see Martha is on the line. I just want to say, Martha, I got your email. Congratulations. It looks like you had a great event. I wasn't able to, like, really parse through all of the specifics and work with Sitari on that. But, yeah, it looks like overall the numbers were really good. And, you know, thanks for all your effort to help us with that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And Sabu has some information that he wanted to share also. He was there. But I will say that I talked with three people who came to the event, and they said that they tried to pay, but they weren't able to pay because it said on the report that they had already paid. So one said it was her and her daughter. This happened last year as well as this year. Another one said she couldn't pay. So I talked with Vinny about it. And he said that they're trying to remedy that situation. So I'm hoping that can happen. And I sent a message to Sitari asking her, did she get a record of how many people paid online? So I'm still waiting for that. She said she'll be back in the office on September 7th. So hopefully we can get more of a report, because I wanted to report it to the outreach committee. We meet tomorrow. Yeah. And Sabu had something to say, I think.
So just a note, Martha, it's October 7th. She'll be back tomorrow. And
yeah.
She'll be, so you know, she'll be slammed because we go into drive. So if she doesn't get right back to you in time for the outreach meeting, that's the reason why. But she's been gone for a couple, you know, today and a couple of days last week. So, and we're going right into drive. So just so you know that it may not be a response.
Okay.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Yeah. I was talking about the same thing. I did have a list of those people who had paid prior to the event, and so we needed that update so that we could get an idea of overall what we brought in. Everything was paid on time as far as expenses, and we were up to about 1,000, I believe, in the people who had paid, you know, for the fee for the event. So we just wanted to get a clarification, and so we'll be waiting to hear from Sataria in regard to that update, so that we can have that. Hopefully, we get that within. I know the fundraiser, but we would like to sort of get that before the month is up, if possible. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Miyuki, do you know, is that report coming from Otis's system, or is she pulling it from other?
It's a combination of Otis's system, things that were handed, money that was collected. Okay. It's a couple of different sources, which that. Is why okay. she's got to put it together.
All right. Hey, Martha, I see your hand up again.
Yeah, and is it possible that we could find out how much the local station board contributed, donated for the 5K, as well as the online registration?
I've asked her to do that, so we'll see. I don't know. I asked Atari to scroll down to that, so we'll try to get that information to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we can adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for a great job, Tom.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Tom. Everyone have a good evening. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks, all.
Hey, live Minerva. Long and prosper.
Yes.
Hey, Minerva.
Yes.
I wasn't aware that your father had passed. I'm so sorry. So my condolences to you.
All right. And thank you. Thank you for your kind thoughts.
Nothing. Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember when each of my parents died, and, you know, it's always a shock, no matter, even when you're an adult, you know.
Right. And definitely that's so true. But, you know, as we say, we have to keep going on and, you know, have beautiful memories and everything. So that's,
there you go.
And also someone was so nice to give me, a picture frame to put a picture in. So now I've got to look and find a picture